Hello and welcome to the European Hoops Podcast. We are a Sports Ethos presentation. We bring you all the coverage you need of the EuroLeague. Three times a week, every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, we recap and preview all the action and cover all the news surrounding the competition. Join us on this ride and learn more about some of the best basketball played in the world. Make sure you don't miss any episodes by subscribing to the podcast and follow us on Twitter at Ethos EuroLeague. My name is André and this is my co-host Duke Valente. Are you ready to preview the next round of the EuroLeague?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Let's do this. On this episode, we will be previewing all the action of round 27. A reminder to our listeners that this week in the EuroLeague, we will have a doubleheader. We will have games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. This means also that we will be bringing you some extra episodes. On Wednesday, we will put out an episode previewing the round 28. On Thursday evening, we will be recapping what happened on round 27. And then we will be back to our usual schedule, recapping round 28 on Monday and previewing round 29 on the following Wednesday. On this episode, besides previewing all the games that will happen on round 27, we will try to give you a clear picture of what to expect in the playoff battles. But let's start. And the first game, it's a battle to the top of the standings between Olympiacos and Barcelona. Olympiacos is currently in second place and Barcelona is in third place, both tied with 18 wins and 8 losses records. Diogo, what do you expect from this game?
I expect it to be a very good game. Probably my biggest must-watch game of the week. I think it's going to be a great battle. Olympiacos won the game in Spain, so I think Barcelona we'll probably try to get that game back and jump to second place in the standings. Currently, Olympiacos has the edge because of that win in Spain. I'm going to pick Barcelona on this one. I think the level of basketball they are playing right now and having Mirotić back, which he didn't play in the first game, I think that's going to be a major key. And that matchup between Vezenkov and Mirotić, man, that's going to be awesome to watch. And I can't wait.
Who do you think will... I know that you picked Barcelona to win this game. I'm leaning the other way. I think Olympiacos will bounce back and get this win, but it will sure be a very entertaining and a close one. I just think that Barcelona and Šarūnas Jasikevičius, the way he manages the team, he will be a bit too conservative to go and win this game. They are able to do it. I just don't know if they will do everything it takes to get this win. I believe you understand what I mean by this. So that's the reason why I'm picking Olympiacos. But who do you think will come out of that power forward dream matchup on top?
I think numbers-wise, I think Vezenkov is going to have better numbers and probably a better game overall. But that's because Barcelona has so many options with those shooters and Sadoransky leading the way that I don't think Mirotić needs to be that like 28-point scorer like he did last game. So I think it's going to be a good battle. I think both of them are going to be amazing. Maybe Vezenkov gets better numbers, but I think, like I said, I picked Barcelona, so I think Mirotić is going to get the win. So it's going to be a very good matchup.
I'm very curious to see the defensive assignments for the Olympiacos side, and I wanted to hear your expert opinion about it. Do you think we will see Vezenkov on Mirotić, and do you think on the other side we will have Kalinic defending whom, Papa Nicolau, or we will have him on Vezenkov?
I would say give the people what they want and have Vezenkov. And have Vezenkov matched up with Mirotić on both sides. I think Kalinic can get Papanikolaou, obviously. I hope Walkup is on Šarūnas because I think that's a great matchup. And obviously because of size, Isaiah Kanan will probably be on Laprovittola. And then Vesely or Shanley, whoever starts this game, to be with Fall. I think overall it's going to be a very good game with some good matchups. And I think it's going to be high-level basketball. I really do.
Yeah, and Walkup, Šarūnas and Mirotić, Vezenkov is something to be looking forward to watch. Let's move on to Let's move on to the next game, and this game in Berlin between Alba and Žalgiris. For Alba, they showed on the road on their last two games that they can be a competitive team, especially if the other team doesn't come prepared to dominate the game. But we know that Žalgiris needs this win. They are tied with the four other teams for the eighth place, but Efes has one game less. So they have the advantage, they are in eight. And to keep fighting, this is a game that they must win. Do you expect Žalgiris to come into this game prepared? And what do you see them doing to get the win in Berlin?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you're going to like it, but I'm going to pick Alba to win this game.
Okay, why? I need to know why.
I think they've been playing better. Obviously, they beat Red Star against Partizan. They were just outmatched because Partizan's a much better team. But I think Modo Lo is going to have a very good game. I think he's the best guard on this matchup. And man, I'm just not a big fan of this Žalgiris team. I know you disagree with me, but I just see Alba winning the game. Being at home, you know, I think Žalgiris is a very good home team, but not on the road. They struggle a lot. And they're... their bench options, they lack a lot of scoring. I think they struggle a lot offensively when they go to their bench. So I think Alba is going to be able to win this game.
So I will disagree with you, and we are making a great job.
Alba is obviously not the favorite, of course, but I mean...
No. You made your pick. You cannot go back now. So
No, I won't. I'm not trying to go back. I'm just taking a gamble here, and I'm going to go with Alba.
So I'm going Žalgiris, and my reasoning is quite simple here. We saw what they were able to do, and I know it was at home, but they managed to take away a bit of the transition game from Baskonia on the game between those two teams. I think they can replicate a bit of what they did on this game, bring some intensity into the game, and with the need that they have to get this win, I don't think Žalgiris won't come into this game prepared. I think they will have the intensity on defense that they need to make the game hard for Alba, and that will allow them to get this win in the end. So I'm picking Žalgiris on this one. But I believe that you will agree with me that we have five teams that are locks to be on the playoffs, and those are Monaco, Fenerbahce, Barcelona, Olympiacos, and Real Madrid.
Yes.
Let's consider Partizan, Baskonia, Efes, Maccabi, Valencia, Žalgiris as the teams fighting into the playoffs. Not forgetting that Virtus, Red Star, Milano still have cases, but it's harder to see them making it all the way there. So between these six teams, let's break down their schedule the rest of the way, and let's try to figure out how many wins and losses they will get. Starting with Žalgiris, I know you picked Alba to win this game, but I will say that you agree that Žalgiris is favorite on this one, right? Like theoretically, even if you see Alba being able to get the win, like theoretically they are the favorites.
Yes.
The remaining games that Žalgiris has is they will be receiving ASVEL at home. I would say that I will also favor Žalgiris on that one.
Yeah, Žalgiris, yes.
Okay, so 2-0. Then Žalgiris at home will receive Olympiacos. I know that Žalgiris is playing at home, but I think we need to favor Olympiacos on this one.
Yes.
Then they will visit Fenerbahce. I will say that this is a 2-2 for them.
Yes.
Against Monaco at home, which side do you lean?
I think Monaco.
And which against Valencia at home?
Probably Žalgiris.
Yeah, I would say that they split these two.
Yeah.
And against Maccabi at home.
Maccabi.
I have an argument for Žalgiris here, that Žalgiris is a very good home team and Maccabi is a very bad road team. What concerns me about this game is that I think that this might be to a point where Maccabi needs to win this game, and I think this one might be a coin flip.
Yeah, but I'm gonna give you my reasons for Maccabi though. I think Maccabi is a very athletic team, and they have a lot of size, and I think Žalgiris doesn't really have that athleticism or size to match up with them. And having Wade Baldwin and Lorenzo Brown leading the way, I just think that Maccabi is the better team, and obviously with the need to win those games at the end, I think Maccabi ultimately is going to get it done.
Okay, very well. So let's say it's fair to say that between Maccabi at home and Bayern on the road, Žalgiris managed to get one of those wins. Neither is it's an easy game, but I say it's close between them and Maccabi at home. If I had to pick this Bayern-Žalgiris game on the road, I might lean Bayern, but being the last game of the competition and probably Bayern being out of the playoff mat, this might be a more meaningful game for Žalgiris. Do you think it's fair to give them this win, or also you lean too strongly into Bayern?
I lean Bayern. Okay. I do.
So,
I really do.
So let's not cheat and let's go with a 3-5 record the rest of the way for Žalgiris.
Yeah, I think around that. It's not an easy schedule though.
Yeah, it's not. So that will mean that they will end the season with 16 wins and 18 losses.
Something like that. Yeah.
Let's see where this will put them once we finish all the previews. Next game, it's between two teams battling to the playoffs, and those are Virtus and Partizan. Virtus currently is in 12th place. They come out of a tough loss, putting them with 12 wins and 14 losses, and trailing one win from the 8th place. Partizan is in 6th place, and in the second half against Alba, we saw them being very dominant. What do you expect to see on this game?
I expect the game to be very close. When Partizan played at home against Virtus, they won by 28. So I expect Virtus to try to counter that now, and I think that it's going to be close. I think I still lean Partizan, because I just think they are the better team, and I think they've been playing well as of late. So if they play with high intensity, I think they're going to be able to beat Virtus. I think Partizan should try to put Virtus away as early as possible, because they are a older team. They have a lot of vets. I don't know if they could have the legs to make a comeback. So I think Partizan should start the game with the high level intensity to try to put this game away.
I think it can be a competitive one, but I'm also leaning to Partizan side. And let's start there, looking into Partizan's schedule the rest of the way. And we both are giving this win to Partizan. So this will be an important one for their playoff aspirations. Mm-hmm. But what do you think that they will do on their second half of their Italian road trip when they face Milano? I'm leaning Milano on this one.
I'm going to go Milano as well.
Okay, so let's say that they split their Italian road trip and they go 1-1.
Yeah.
Then they will visit on 16th of March, they will visit Efes. How do you think that this game will unroll?
1-2.
Okay. Then they will receive at home Olympiacos.
Damn.
Let me do it like this. Then they are receiving at home Olympiacos, Barcelona, and Real Madrid. What do you think? Is it they are going 0-3? Do they manage to get at least one of these? More than that?
I'm gonna say they get one.
One. Okay. So let's make it 1-2. So they are
two and four.
Okay. Then they will visit Monaco.
Damn. 2-5.
2-5. Okay. And then they will receive at home Panathinaikos.
Three and five.
I do favor Partizan on this one. I think that them being in the playoff hunt, they will be favorites to win this one. So
this is a harder schedule than Žalgiris.
Yeah, this is a really harder schedule.
It's going to be
really
tough.
Hard. Yeah. But they do have an advantage. They already have 14 wins, so they do have an advantage here.
Yeah.
So we are saying that they will end the season with 17 wins and 17 losses. So they will end the season with a 50% winning rate. Let's see if that puts them in a good situation to make it into the playoffs. So we have Partizan ending the season 17-17. Let's talk about Virtus, another team that is also in the playoff hunt. And we are giving them the loss on this one against Partizan. So let's look into the rest of their schedule. They will visit Alba. I will guess that you agree to favor them.
Yeah, I think they get one on this doubleheader.
Okay. Then they will be visiting Monaco.
1-2.
I think this game might end up being competitive. I think Virtus' ability to play some defense might give some trouble to Monaco. But yes, I also favor Monaco, so 1-2.
Okay.
Then they will welcome Real Madrid.
Okay. If Walter Tavares doesn't play,
mm-hmm.
I'll give it to Virtus.
Okay, but we still need to give this one to yeah, Real, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 1-3. Maccabi Virtus.
Damn, 1-4.
1-4. Efes Virtus.
1-5.
Okay, Valencia Virtus.
1-6, yeah.
This one might be kind of a coin flip. It's not impossible, but Valencia, I will favor.
Yeah, Valencia needs the wins as well, so playing at home.
And then they end the season with the Italian Classic, where I can see Milano going to Bologna to and beat them. So
I can see that, but I would give it to Virtus. But still,
but this puts them out of the playoff.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are removing Virtus from the playoff race. Let's get to the next game, and it's another game between two teams battling for the playoffs, and with only 8 rounds left on the regular season of the EuroLeague. Take into account that there are 4 teams that still need to play 9 games. The playoff battles are getting to its peak, and it's the time to track them. So what do you expect to see on this Valencia-Milano game? Will Valencia bounce back after this really bad loss?
I expect them to bounce back. I think Valencia is going to be able to win this game. It's going to be hard. It's going to be close. I think Milano now, with a healthier team, they might have a better team than Valencia, but I like Valencia's play style better, and I think at home they're going to be able to get this done. But I can see it going either way.
But if you need to pick one side, like
I would pick Valencia.
It's so hard to pick against Milano because of their good momentum. But I think I will agree with you. I think Valencia will be extra motivated to bounce back, and this is a must-win game for them, so I will also lean Valencia. Let's look into the rest of their schedule. They will visit Real Madrid. I will favor Real on this one.
Yeah, 1-1.
Then they will receive Fenerbahce. I will also go Fenerbahce.
Yeah.
I think Fenerbahce is just playing too well, and I think they will be peaking right now. So,
yeah, I think that's one of those games where it's just unexpected and it happens. But yeah, Fenerbahce is the favorite for sure.
Of course, I won't be surprised if Valencia gets the win. But then they will visit Monaco. I'm also leaning Monaco.
On this one. 1-3.
Yeah, 1-3. Then they will go to Belgrade to play against Red Star.
I think that will depend on how Red Star is in terms of wins and losses at that time. But I'll probably favor Red Star.
So 1-4.
Yeah.
Zalgiris in Kaunas.
We predicted this already. I don't remember what we said, but I think it was Zalgiris, right?
We made Zalgiris to split those two games, but yes, it was we kind of leaned to Zalgiris here. So 1-5. Then they will receive Virtus, and we gave this one to Valencia. So
yes.
It's 2-5. And then they will go to play in Barcelona to win regular
2-6.
2-6. So it's also a very hard schedule for Valencia. They won't have an easy path to make it to the playoffs. We are predicting them to end the regular season behind Zalgiris with a 15-19 records. Would you have guessed that will be our prediction, that we would have Valencia below Zalgiris?
No, I didn't think about that because I just had them both missing the playoffs. I didn't think about a standings perspective after those 8. So
I know that this one is extremely hard. Milano has one game less, but let's do it. Let's go and look into Milano's schedule the rest of the way, how strong it is and how hard it will be for them to be able to be almost perfect and make it to the playoffs. Let's see if it's possible. Milano-Valencia. We just did this one.
Yeah, Valencia.
Then Milano receiving Partizan.
We gave it to Milano, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So 1-1. Milano visiting Real Madrid.
Yeah, not that one. Real Madrid.
Milano visiting Fenerbahce.
Fenerbahce.
Milano receiving Bayern.
Milano
this
there.
One to Milano, so 2-3. Milano visiting Efes.
That double week, it's Efes and Maccabi both on the road. So I think that's
both
two
on the road,
losses
exactly.
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. I can see them getting one of this, but let's make it 2 losses. Then they received Barcelona. I would favor Barcelona on this game.
Yes.
And then they visit Virtus, and we just favor them against Virtus on this last game.
Yeah.
But it's too many losses or too hard of a schedule to see Milan.
Like we said on the previous episode, they're just too far behind now. If they got Napier earlier, maybe, but right now it's just too difficult.
So it's too hard for them. It's a bit too late for them to start performing at this level. I think that they might have a top 8 roster.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
They have a top 8 contending roster at the very least. But
absolutely.
The lack of health and the lack of... if they had Napier earlier and...
Yeah.
Let's hope they can keep building on what they have right now for next season. Moving on into the next game, and it's Real Madrid against Baskonia. What do you make of this game?
I think Real Madrid, they can struggle because of Walter Tavares's absence. But I think that they got to win this game because they lost on the road against Baskonia. And I think it's a revenge game. Obviously, it's another Spanish opponent, and they want to show that they are the best Spanish team in the competition. I think them and Barcelona both want to do that. So I'm going to favor Real Madrid, even though they don't have Walter Tavares, because I think that defensively they can hold Baskonia. I'm not going to say stop them, but they can do a good job defending them. They have size, they have length. So I think they're going to do a good job.
Do you think that they have the weapons to slow down Baskonia's transition game?
I think they do because I don't think Baskonia can guard them. So I think with Real Madrid scoring, I don't think Baskonia is going to have as much opportunities to run and gun. So I think Real Madrid has the edge on this game.
Yeah, I think the key for this game, in my opinion, it will be mostly how well can Real Madrid play defense, and that they have the size and the players to do it and to slow down Baskonia. Because I think that against Baskonia defense, Real Madrid will be able to score something around 90 points, something on around
exactly.
That. And if they are able to keep Baskonia to low 80s, they probably get this one. Baskonia probably can score enough to make it... a close game eventually, and Real Madrid we don't see Real Madrid trying to put their feet on the throat of their opponents and kill them. They play a very disciplined game, and that kind of allows the other teams to stay close and to have some runs and some
moments
of the game.
A lot of times they play down to their competition.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's the biggest problem for Real Madrid, and that's why I think I have Barcelona ahead of them right now. It's because Real Madrid really plays down to the level of their competition. And if they were just able to match up with the roster they have in terms of playing ability and productivity on the court, they would be unstoppable. But it looks like they don't have that chip on their shoulders to kill every opponent in front of them.
Yeah, this is one of those teams. I absolutely agree with you that they might not be doing enough to pick in the right moment, like we spoke in the previous episodes. And while they have immense talent and they can beat anyone and they can go into the Final Four and they can compete for the title, I just don't see them having that edge to them that will allow them to have that advantage. And I think big part of that is the lack of the floor general, as you spoke so many times, have a leader in that sense. That will control the game for them, and that will on the floor will demand more from his teammates and bring more and squeeze the juice from the high level talent that they have there. Let's look into Baskonia's schedule the rest of the way and into their chances to make it to the playoffs. We just agreed that we give the advantage to Real Madrid on this one. Then Baskonia will receive at home Monaco. Who do you favor on this game?
The scoreboard.
Yeah,
gonna be high, but I got a favor of Monaco. Baskonia could win, obviously. I think it's gonna be very close, but I think I favor Monaco.
I think what Kotstar, Giedraitis, and Costello will be able to do on this game will be a big deal for Baskonia chances to win this game. But if we think about Mike James and Jordan Lloyd against Baskonia defense, like probably Monaco will just score too much and will be able to outscore the high scoring Baskonia on this game. I agree with you. So let's go 0-2. Then they will visit Maccabi, and I would favor Maccabi on this one.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that Maccabi at home and with the playoff on the line, they are favorites. So 0-3 things looking tricky for Baskonia. They after will go to Belgrade and play Red Star. Who do you favor here?
Probably 0-4.
0-4, okay. Then they receive at home Alba in a game that I expect them to win. So
that's
1-4. Then on the next game, they receive Fenerbahce. I think we need to give the edge to Fenerbahce, in my opinion.
Yes, yes.
So 1-5. Then they receive Asvel at home. I will also favor Baskonia.
Yes.
So that's 2-5. And in the last round, they will visit Olympiacos. And I think the advantage to Olympiacos. So that's 2-6. We are seeing some very interesting schedules. And the important thing to retain here is that every unexpected win for these teams means that that they are gaining a massive advantage in the playoff battle. And with this 2-6, we have Baskonia ending the season tied with Žalgiris with a record of 16-18. Let's continue and let's preview the next game. And this is a game against the Bayern Munich against Asvel. Two teams that we don't expect to be fighting for the playoffs, but a team in Asvel that just comes from two tough losses at home that they fought a lot to stay in the game, and Bayern Munich that is getting healthier and starting to perform at a very good level. What do you expect to see on this game, and which matchups will you be tracking on this one?
I'm expecting to see a Bayern win. I think having Lucic back puts them on another level as a team. That's just how much impact he can have on that team. I think Nando De Colo and Cassius Winston could be a good matchup, even though Nando probably won't be the one guarding him. But as the guard, I think it's going to be very interesting to see. But like I said before, I don't think Asvel has a lot of good options at the wings. And I think Lucic is going to have a very good game. Like, I think he's going to repeat what he did against Red Star. He's going to dominate on both sides, and I think Bayern is going to get the win.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that Bayern has the edge here and will get this win. Let's move on to the second day of this round 27 of the EuroLeague, where Maccabi will receive Fenerbahce. Maccabi, another team that is on the playoff hunt. They are currently in ninth place. They just dropped outside of the playoff spots against a Fenerbahce that is trying to fight to get even higher. They are in a good position to have home court advantage, but they will certainly want to aim higher than ending in fourth place. Do you see Maccabi being able to, at home, where they are the strongest home court of the EuroLeague, giving trouble to this Fenerbahce that looks like it's about to start a very good momentum?
Yes, I can totally see Maccabi giving them trouble. Would I pick them to win? It's a tough one. I don't feel comfortable in going against Fenerbahce, obviously, but I also don't feel comfortable going against Maccabi at home. So I think Fenerbahce is the better team, but I'm going to give this one to Maccabi, though. I think they're going to be able to get a win here. I think they know what's at stake with the standings being like they are. And I think Maccabi is going to be able to steal this win. I expect a big bounce back game from Lorenzo Brown.
I was about to ask you exactly about that. How do you see Lorenzo performing on this game?
Yeah, he can't have two off games in a row when these games are so important for their season, because he's obviously their best player, in my opinion at least. So I think he's got to show up and he's got to perform, and I do think he will do that.
I agree with you, and I think that this will be a very competitive one. I just really struggle to not give the advantage to Fenerbahce here, but let's look into Maccabi's schedule, since they are another team that is on this playoff battle.
Yeah, but by the way, I forgot to mention Lorenzo and Wade. As a backcourt duo against Kalaric and Wilbekin, they are bigger. They have a size advantage there. I think they're going to be able to win that matchup between backcourts. Like we said before, we don't believe that Tyler Dorsey is going to have big minutes in his first game. So Yeah, I'm going to go with Maccabi on this.
Okay, let's give them this win. And next time around that we have a coin flip, we need to go the other direction to balance it out. The next game that they have, they will be visiting Efes. I think in Turkey, I will favor Efes on this matchup.
Yeah.
Then Maccabi will receive Baskonia, and I do favor Maccabi on this game.
For sure.
They will visit Asvel. This might be a tough game, but I think we also need to favor Maccabi here.
Yes.
So this is 3-1. Then mm-hmm. Maccabi will receive Virtus. I will say 4-1.
Yes.
Maccabi will receive Milano.
5-1.
5-1. Then Maccabi visiting Žalgiris.
6-1 for me. But I know you disagree.
But we gave this one to Maccabi. Okay, 6-1. Yeah. And then Maccabi receives Real Madrid. This, I think, it's again very similar situation to Fenerbahce. So let's give it a 6-2 just to balance it out.
Yeah, okay. So I was going to say that it would depend on the Real Madrid seeding mm-hmm. Going into to that last round. Because if Real Madrid doesn't have a chance to get a higher seeding with that win, I believe that they would be very relaxed and yeah. Maccabi would get a win.
That's the thing. I won't be surprised if Maccabi wins against Fenerbahce, and I won't be surprised if Maccabi wins against Real Madrid on this game.
Yeah, especially I agree.
At their home. But I can also totally see they losing both of them. So I think it's fair that we split it and we make it we make it like that. And this seems to be a very favorable schedule for Maccabi the rest of the way, putting them in a premium position to secure a playoff spot. But let's move on and let's talk
about...
So
it was 6-2? It was 6-2.
That will lead to a 19-15 record.
Yeah, that will probably give them a sixth place. Maybe fifth.
I think fifth it will be hard. We didn't do it for Monaco, but...
It's going to be hard, but I think sixth place would,
At the moment, they are the favorites to sixth place, but we need to talk about these next two teams, and especially the second of them. The next game will be between Red Star and Efes, and those might be the favorites for sixth place, but we will get to it. First, let's speak about this matchup and what individual matchups you will be looking into this game, what you expect to happen. Red Star just had some disappointing losses, and I can see they coming into this game with a lot of intensity and giving some trouble to Efes. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I'm going to give it to Efes here, even though I think Red Star is going to come out with intensity and trying to show that they can compete and that they can win this game. But I think Efes is the better team. I think they need these wins and they know that. So I think they're going to be able to win it. I don't know if Micić will play. We know that he's supposed to start practicing next week. So I don't know where during next week he will start. But I think it's going to be a good matchup overall. Campazzo and Larkin should be very interesting. And I do expect Will Clyburn to have a very good game. I don't think Red Star has any forward that can match up with him. So I think Efes is the better team. I think they're going
to
win.
They have reasons to be motivated and to step up to this game. But let's take a look to Red Star's schedule the rest of the way and see if they have a chance to still fight for the playoffs. So we are giving this this advantage to Efes, although it will be a very competitive game in our opinion, I believe. Next game, Red Star on the second half of this doubleheader, Red Star will be visiting Panathinaikos. I think that this one might be also a tricky one, but since we are favoring Efes on the first hand of this doubleheader, I think it's fair to give the advantage to Red Star here, although I can see Panathinaikos winning.
I think this is a very bad matchup for Red Star, though, with Dwayne Bacon and Derek Williams. Like I said about Will Clyburn, I don't see Red Star having those types of wings to match up, those forwards. But I understand giving Red Star the advantage. I can totally see that.
So if they go 0-2 in these two matchups, I think
they can forget about the playoffs. Yeah.
We'll be in trouble. But let's make it 1-1 and hope for kind of best case scenario here. Then they visit Barcelona. I think we are favoring Barcelona on this one.
Yes.
Then Red Star has two games at home against Baskonia and Valencia, and we just favored Red Star for those two.
Okay.
So that will make it 3-2.
Yes.
Then they will visit Asvel. Again, hard matchup on the road, but again, I would favor Red Star.
Yes.
So that makes it 4-2. Then Red Star will receive Olympiacos.
Red Star.
And then Red Star will receive Fenerbahce. I think giving them one. Okay,
give them 1-1. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
One and
so
one.
That will make it 5-3 for Red Star. 5-3 for Red Star. That means that they will end the season with a 16-18 records. That's a very interesting situation because that means that they will be tied with Žalgiris and Baskonia.
Yeah, I just think that tie would be for 9, 10, and 11. So
yeah, we are getting there. At the moment, we have Maccabi and Partizan ahead.
Yeah.
And now we will get to another key team on this battle, that is Efes. And let's look into their schedule the rest of the way. We know, and we have played this game before on this podcast, we tend to always favorite Efes, but they haven't been performing. But we have seen some good things from them, and they are playing at a better level now. We just agreed that we will favor them against Red Star. Then they will receive at home Maccabi. I believe this is an Efes game as well.
Yes.
Then they will receive Real Madrid and Partizan. Would you favor them in both?
Favor them in both just because Real Madrid probably won't have Walter Tavares at that time.
Okay, so 4-0. Then in Alba 5-0.
Yes.
Then they will receive Milano 6-0. Then Virtus 7-0. Then they will visit Fenerbahce.
I think they split with Fenerbahce and Monaco, giving them the 6th seed. So yeah.
Giving them potentially the 6th seed, maybe even higher.
Yeah, potentially, yes.
It's 8 and 1 because they have one game less.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So they will
21 and 13. And if they can do this, like, man,
I think that Fenerbahce being 16-9 with 9 games left, they will win more than 21 games. But now I'm curious, so let's quickly look into Monaco. Okay.
But I just want to say this, if they can go 8-1 here, that's what I call peaking at the right time.
Yeah, they will be very hot, and that's God, I really don't want to see Olympiacos Efes on 1-1. That's not fair.
Okay, let's look
into Monaco. This is fun. I hope everybody is enjoying it as much as we are. And we are about to speak about Monaco, so let's preview their game. It's the last game of this round 27. They will be receiving Panathinaikos. Panathinaikos have been stepping up their game. They still have some defensive lapses. I think I will favor Monaco, and I think they have the advantage on this one. What you will be looking at on this matchup?
Yeah, I absolutely agree that Monaco has the advantage here. They are a very good home team. We mentioned Maccabi before, but Monaco is 10-3, and Panathinaikos on the road is 2-11. So I think this is a very tough matchup for Panathinaikos. I think Mike James, again, the guards, Paris Lee is a very small guard, and I don't know how he's going to be able to defend them, even though he is a good defender for his size. But I think Monaco overall is just a much better team. Again, Dwayne Bacon and Derek Williams could give Monaco some trouble at the forward position. But I think overall Monaco is the better team, and they're going to be able to play decent defense on Panathinaikos with John Brown and probably Moneke. But Monaco is the better team.
Agree, and I think they will get this win. That will mean that they will get to 17 wins, and that will be important because we have established that our three favorites to make it to the playoffs are Efes, Maccabi, and Partizan. Partizan, according to our predictions and what we expect to happen, they will have a hard schedule the rest of the way, but that should still allow us to end with a record of 17-17. Right below them, Baskonia with 16-18, Žalgiris with 16-18, and Red Star with 16-18. I would say that this means that these four teams are still in contention to the eighth spot, and we see Maccabi with a projected record of 19-15 and Efes with 21-13 with some advantage over the other teams contending to the playoffs. Of course, if they do their jobs and if they win the games that they have to win, nothing in the EuroLeague and in basketball is certain, and we will for sure miss on some of these projections, but we try to make them as safe as possible. Let's see if where this would put Monaco and where will they end in the standings, and let's look into their schedule the rest of the way. we just agreed that they are favorites to win Panathinaikos. Then they will be visiting Baskonia. What do you think that will happen here?
I think we gave it to Monaco, right?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah.
I was just testing you. Then Monaco Virtus, I will favor Monaco, so that will be 3-0.
Yeah.
Then Valencia 4-0.
Yeah.
I believe that they can lose on the road with Zalgiris. 4-1.
They can lose, but Okay.
That was so dismissive of you. I think that they can lose one of these two games against Zalgiris and Bayern on the road.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fair to split these two. So that will make it 5-1, I believe. Then they will receive Partizan. And on this matchup, we gave the advantage to Monaco.
Yes.
So that's 6-1. And then they will visit Efes. Let's say that Efes wins this one. That makes it 6-2. With 6-2 records, Monaco will be with a 22 wins and one win ahead of Efes.
Yeah.
But as we just mentioned, the last game is between Monaco and Efes. And if
exactly, I think that game could be a decisive one.
And if there is a chance that those two teams will be competing directly for seeding and for the fifth place when we get to the last round. We have Real Madrid, Olympiacos, Barcelona and Fenerbahce. We believe that all of these teams will be able to end with 22 wins or more, and that likely will put them on the top four. And the fight for the fifth place between Monaco and Efes will be very interesting to monitor the rest of the way, with Monaco having a 3-win advantage at this moment and being favorites to end the regular season in fifth place. Then we have Maccabi ending in seventh place, and then we are favoring Partizan to end in the eighth place in a close battle with Zalgiris and Red Star, and Valencia trailing 2 wins below the eighth seat. Let's see if our predictions come true. This was another European Hoops episode. Make sure you tune in on Wednesday when we will be previewing all the action of round 28 of the second hand of this doubleheader. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes, and follow us at Ethos EuroLeague on Twitter. There we will be bringing you any news that break about the competition, our daily picks, must-watch games, injury reports, and our threads in the end of each day of the competition, bringing you all the highlights of the action. My name is Andre, and I will be seeing you guys soon.
Bye, guys. See y'all next episode.